Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you know the show? Do you? If you do, you can correctly predict the answer the show member will give. You'll get a lucky idiot account to freebeerandhotwings.com. Let's start with Dave in Green Bay listening on the Razor. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Dave.
Dave.
Does Hot Wings know his mother's cell phone number by heart?
No idea. No.
You say no. Hot Wings.
I only know the area code.
Okay. What? Dave wins.
I know their home. I know their home phone, but yeah. I don't know my mom's cell phone.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know my mom, my dad, my brothers, and a couple of my friends.
Boy, numbers by heart. My wife, my ex-wife, my mom and dad. I think that's it.
I think
that's it.
Mom's.
Yeah. Tommy, did you already get everybody's info who's on hold so I can just know? All right. So Dave, I'm going to put you back on hold. Get a lucky idiot account. Well done. Let's try Marie in Maine. Hello, Marie.
Hello.
Are you ready to try this?
Sure.
Did Kelly have more alcohol or coffee this past weekend?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with coffee.
Okay. By the way, the show members do not know the questions at all. So,
no.
There's no preparation. I don't know their answers. I have guesses just like you. Kelly. You said, Marie, you said more coffee. Is that true?
Coffee is correct.
Yes.
I had zero alcohol.
I had a hunch that this was a zero weekend after Friday.
I thought it was a trick question, so I went with coffee.
Well done.
Marie gets a lucky idiot account so far, 2-for-2. Devin, Columbia, Tennessee. Hi, Devin.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Very good. Devin, has Steve taken a bath in the last 2 months?
I'm going to go with no.
Steve?
That's correct.
When was the last time you took a bath?
Man. Couldn't even tell you.
I have no idea.
I
have no idea. Devin, well done. Maybe these are too easy. Am I making them too easy?
I don't know.
Maybe they just really know us. Rennie joins us. Hi, Rennie.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Has Maitland... Does Maitland make her bed every morning? Rennie.
I would say no.
That is correct. I do not do it every morning.
How often do you make it?
Probably every other day.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
I get home and I'm like, this would be a lot comfier if I made it. So I'll make it, but it's not a priority for me.
Are you ever annoyed that you didn't make it earlier?
No, because I can just get up and straighten out a blanket.
That's a good point. Nick joins us. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
Can Hot Wings name 6 of the 12 zodiac signs?
Yes.
Do it, Hot Wings.
Okay. Sagittarius.
1.
Capricorn.
2.
Pisces.
3.
Cancer.
4.
Taurus.
5.
Gemini.
6. Done.
There you go.
There you go. Tommy gave us, oops, that's Nick again. That's still Nick. This is Heinz Detcher. Heinz Detcher. Hello, Heinz Detcher.
Heinz
Dieter.
Heinz Dieter.
Heinz
yeah,
Dieter.
Das ist sehr gut.
Hallo, Heinz Dieter. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Jawohl.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Has Kelly Cheese ever spent New Year's Eve in another country?
I'm gonna say no.
Kelly.
That is incorrect.
At least once, I think.
Multiple New Year's Eves in multiple different countries.
There
which
you go.
Is cool.
Oh.
You want to go to the best country ever for New Year's Eve? Go to Germany and hang out in Berlin. You'd feel like it was World War II again. It's crazy.
Is that a good thing?
I don't think it was for a city that got nearly leveled. I don't think that they should have been setting off fireworks quite like they were for 12 hours straight. But, oh, my God, it was amazing. It was crazy.
How's that sound?
Wow, that must have been awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Good times.
All right. Mike joins us. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
How well do you know the show? You ready?
As ready as I will be.
Okay. Has Steve... Let me try this one. Is Steve smiling in his driver's license photo?
No.
Steve?
I don't even know. Let's see.
You are.
Yeah, I am.
There you go.
Crap.
That happy guy.
Wow, your hair is long.
Yeah.
You got a mullet there.
Steve, how did it make you feel that he assumed you wouldn't be smiling?
I'm fine with that.
Do a lot of people not smile in their license photo?
I don't think a lot of people do. I'm sure some people do, but
I remember when
you're not supposed to smile or have much of a facial expression in a passport photo, but
I feel like when I got my driver's license, when I first got my driver's license in 1998 in New Jersey, I feel like I remember them saying that you're not supposed to smile.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know I'm smiling in my very first license when I was 16. I mean, I still have it somewhere, my first one.
Let's see.
I was definitely smiling.
This is Gunner. Hi, Gunner.
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, Gunner.
Good.
Gunner.
Yeah?
Can Maitland name... Actually, this one. Is Maitland carrying more or less than $20 in cash?
Less.
Maitland?
Way less.
Way less.
Zero.
Zero. I thought you might have a good chance. Gunner, well done. Melissa.
Yes.
Would Hot Wings rather give up social media or television?
Mm-mm. Well, considering his job has to do with social media, probably television.
Hot Wings, which would you rather give up, social media or television?
Well, that one's not as easy of an answer as I would think, because I spend a lot of time on social media, more than I should, but I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I
would have guessed social media for you.
Me too.
I think I would give up social media, though.
She's right.
Yeah. Yes, she's right.
She said TV.
Wrong. She said, yeah, she said TV.
Oh,
sorry,
wrong.
Melissa.
No, I would give up social media.
Amanda in Michigan. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, what's going on?
Amanda, do you know the show?
Indeed, I do. I've been following for many, many years.
Okay. Is Kelly wearing shoes that cost more or less than $100?
Kelly likes her hooves to be comfy, but she's maybe kicking them off under the desk. I'd say more.
These are less. This is gross.
What?
Yeah, I know. This is gross, but I bought secondhand sandals.
That sounds like a band that wants you to listen to their new album of original songs.
Boy, it does, doesn't it? Secondhand Sandals.
I'm David from Secondhand Sandals. Why don't you play our songs on the radio? Oh, I've never heard of you, David.
Like, for me, secondhand, and maybe like other people can speak to this, but secondhand shoes can be really iffy for me. Mm-hmm. So these were barely worn, and they're actually from someone I know. And they were like, they just slide off my feet. They do the same to me, but they were white sandals and I really wanted them. So I think she charged me like $5.
They were in good shape?
Yeah, they were perfectly fine. Like you could tell on the bottom of them that she had walked around in them a little bit. But other than that, they're fine. I mean, they're cheap sandals. They're going to be destroyed.
So if you had bought them new, still would have been under 100 probably.
Oh, I think under 30.
Let's see. This is Matt in Nashville. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Matt, has Steve ever had a crazy ex-girlfriend?
He doesn't seem that wild to me. I'm going to go with a no.
Steve, have you ever had a crazy ex?
No.
No?
Nobody that ever. No.
Good job, Matt. Well
done. What about the buttons, girl? No.
I don't consider her an ex.
Okay.
You think you still got a chance with her?
Yes.
Or maybe even you might not even consider her crazy, just annoying.
Yeah.
Big difference, you know.
Yeah, just not crazy.
Hunter in Flint. Hello, Hunter.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hunter, could Maitland change a flat tire on her own?
I'm going to have to say sure.
Maitland?
I don't know how. It would take me a very long time. I don't know how to do it.
Would you try it?
I would try it and probably somehow fall into figuring it out and then be really proud of myself, but I can't. No.
Okay.
Do you think?
Sorry, Hunter.
Do you think if you were to go down in the parking lot right now, you could change your tire? You could put a spare tire on by the end of the show?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Really?
It would probably take me all day and like watching videos and stuff. I don't think I could do it.
I think you could.
I bet you could.
You could probably figure it out. The hardest part might be depending on how hard the lug nuts are on. Like sometimes that's the hardest part is if somebody put them on way too tight.
Text from
busting
Tommy.
Busting those loose.
Tommy, just say it. Don't text it. He said there's no way Maitland could do it.
Wow.
That's rude.
Yeah.
It's one thing if I say it. Mm. Have a little faith in me, jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he followed it up by saying, there's zero chance because you're inept.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, he writes, why don't you ask her to go bake a penis cake in the parking lot? That could happen first. Boy, did you guys have some beef?
Man.
Or a little bit.
Deal. Really mean.
You guys have some bees?
He's mad at me about Max and Ruby yesterday still.
Kimberly joins us. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Kimberly.
Hey.
Would Hot Wings ever try to swallow more than one pill while taking medication at the same time?
He seems so particular about things. He's not like, you know, this freewheeling.
Not like Kelly who'll swallow everything.
I'm in between. Yeah, and I would just because, you know, save time and,
same
you know.
Well, this is a very Hot Wings-esque answer. Hot Wings, see how this goes? I asked for a yes or a no.
Identify with him. Okay, I say no.
No. Hot Wings, would you ever swallow more than one pill at a time?
I always swallow more than one pill at a
time. Oh, yeah. Would you? Oh, I can't say what did she say?
She said ass.
Thank you. What's the deal, man?
And then she went, oh, crap.
Tara. Hello, Tara.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're very good. Tara, has Steve ever bought secondhand shoes?
No.
Steve?
I have.
Ah! What were they?
Not for me, for you last year when we were in Kokomo. Remember I bought you your swamp boots.
My swamp boots. Yes, you did. Oh, trick question.
Kind of a.
Sorry, Tara.
Trick question.
It had to be. Has he ever bought used shoes for himself?
Yeah.
Then the answer is different.
Amy in Tennessee.
Hello.
Amy, does Maitland know her license plate number?
No.
Does anyone on the show know their license plate number?
I know mine.
Really? I'm very impressed. I do good to know my license number, let alone my license plate number.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Mine starts with ESM, so I always remember it by Extra Special Maitland.
These things just sort of happen to you, right?
You are Extra Special Maitland.
You are.
There is no doubt.
And the rest of the numbers are kind of like a year. So I'm like, oh, that was a good year.
I thought for sure it was going to be 0001. Like, yep, Extra Special Maitland, number one. It just came out that way from the state. All right. There's one more caller on hold. I don't want to leave them hanging. Athena, welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Does Tommy the phone screener know who Russell Wilson is and who he plays for?
No.
Tommy, who's Russell Wilson?
Well, Russell Wilson is a quarterback, and he just got on a new team. He's in a quarterback fight with Justin Fields. What team is that, though? The Bears? No. Is it the Bears?
Fields was on the Bears. He also changed teams.
to the Broncos. No, he was just on the Broncos. No.
Russell Wilson. You didn't get it. Oh, yes.
Yes. Nice.
He did know.
Nice. Wow.
Eventually.
No.
Well done.
No.
Athena.
No.
Wow. Good right. pull.
Do you want to try another round of this?
Sure.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's kind
of
fun.
I didn't plan it for two segments, but it's pretty fun, and I like the variety of topics.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to jump in for the next round, you can. 1-800-947-3979. Do you know the show?